Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Divine Union Podcast. So excited to dive into today's topic. And thank you for bearing with me because this is the first episode that is a couple of hours late, babies, because Nicola's body needed a rest. And my moon just arrived, and so we are channeling this one today, hit of inspiration today, all around self-pleasure, which I cannot wait to dive in. So today we're going to be talking about why self-pleasure will make you a better lover. Now, there's many reasons why self-pleasure will make you a better lover, and we are going to dive into that right now. Now, first off, when I say self-pleasure, what do I mean by that? Self-pleasure, I want you to think of it not as masturbation, not as a goal in mind with a goal of orgasm, with the goal of, I'm going to just explore and be curious and see what feels pleasurable in the body. So that can be something like, in order to do that, yeah, first you want to set aside some time with your body. And I would recommend that you do it once a week, yeah, at a minimum. 30 minutes, yeah, 1 hour, maybe 2 hours if you really want to go gung-ho and light that fire, baby. And with that, yes, maybe then you want to get your mood lighting. Maybe you have some red lights or some candles or some incense, whatever floats your boat. And when you dedicate time to self-pleasure, yeah, that means self-pleasure of the entire body. So that's an exploration of, I'm going to do different kinds of touch and feel what feels good for the body. Yeah, how does body want to be touched? Do you want to move slow? Yeah, do you want to play with some scratching, some pinching, some squeezing, some slapping, some spanking of your own bum? Yeah, and it's just playing. And the more that we do that and we get out of the mind and we let the hands just move where the hands want to move. Yeah, so we're channeling through the hands. Maybe then we even want to switch focus and we want to just feel, oh, how does arms want to be touched? How does neck want to be touched? How does head want to be massaged? And we let ourselves just play. Now, this will make you a better lover because the more that you grant yourself permission to feel into your own body and to just play in your own body, the more you're going to know what your body likes. The more you're actually going to discover what your body likes, because maybe body enjoys a certain stroke. Yeah. Maybe you like a certain kind of touch on your legs or on your bum. Maybe you like laying on your stomach. Yeah. But the more that you keep playing, the more that you keep exploring your own depths and levels of self-pleasure, the more you're going to unlock, ooh, okay, this is something I haven't tried before. And this is something that feels good. And the sky's the limit when it comes to self-pleasure, when it comes to the kinds of strokes that your body enjoys, the kind of areas, the areas of your body that enjoy touch in a certain way. And so the more that you self-pleasure, the more connected to what you desire you will be. Now, the more in lovemaking, you will be able to get your needs met. You know why? Because the more connected to what you need in the bedroom, what you desire in the bedroom, the more you're going to be able to fulfill your own desires. The more you're also going to be able to ask for what you want. But I want a really sticking point onto the first one, fulfill your own desires. Because here's the thing, many of us project, oh, my lover isn't doing something in the right way. My lover doesn't know how to bring me to orgasm in the way I desire. Great, take ownership of it. Work in tandem with them. Maybe let them do one thing while you do another thing to bring you close to orgasm. And when we take ownership of our sexuality, when we take ownership of what it is that our bodies need, our bodies desire, that's how we're going to have better lovemaking. Yeah, that's how we're going to be a better lover, because we're also not going to be projecting all of that energy into them. We're also going to take control. We're also going to lead. We're also going to guide. But we also know that we are an equal participant in the sexual experience. We co-create the energy with another or another's, and depending on how many people you'd be playing with at a given time. Let's see what we got. What else we got here? So the more that you self-pleasure, the more connected to yourself you will be. And that's going to help you. It's also going to help you because you're going to be more in your body. Because when you take time to self-pleasure without a goal, what you're doing is you're also giving spaciousness to feel in the body. What is body feeling? What are the sensations feeling like in a given moment? Am I breathing? Is yoni still clenching? Am I present? Am I thinking about something else when I'm touching myself? Am I touching myself aggressively by habit, but really body wants slowness? No, coming back to the body, right? It's like meditation. You catch your thoughts coming like clouds, passing by, come back. And the more that you practice that, it's going to help you have more presence in bed. Number two, why else is it going to make you a better lover? Because the more often that you are filling up your own cup with your own self-pleasure, with your own needs for pleasure, the less you're going to project on your partner to fill that for you. And quite frankly, at a subconscious level, at an energetic level, the less needy you will become. And when your cup is filled up, you become magnetic. And then that sex is like a cherry on top, or that sexual play or that intimacy or whatever it is you have with your partner is a cherry on top. But that is not the thing that is solely fulfilling your sexual experiences, your need for pleasure, your need for release, your need for bliss, your need for catharsis. And many people forget that. It's so easy to forget that. Oh, I'm in a relationship, so I'm going to just invest my time. I'm going to let all my sexual energy go to the relationship. No, no, no. It's going to be helpful for you, helpful for the relationship, the more you also invest in cultivating your sexual identity, building your sexual energy solo. Because like I said, you're going to fill your own cup. And then you have so much more to give. And then that energy during sex in partnership doesn't come from neediness. Oh, I need to orgasm. I need to release. And it gives more spaciousness for it to be playful. You know why? Because of course, everyone wants to orgasm. Everyone wants to have the release. And when you have that solo, when you're having that more often, then it's like, okay, now we can really play. Now we can take the pressure off our collective lovemaking in partnership, and it's more play. We get to see what unfolds because I'm feeling nourished in so many other ways because I'm solo pleasuring, connecting to myself solo, that there's less need for me to have to validate or to orgasm with partnership. Not to say that you don't want to, of course, that's great. Do you see what I'm saying here? You see the difference there? It takes that pressure off. Right? So first, you're going to be more connected to yourself. Yeah? Second, you're going to put less pressure on the partnership to have to orgasm to get to the goal. Third, the more you self-pleasure and take time and cultivate curiosity, yeah, the more you're going to be a better lover, because the more you're going to have that element of curiosity ingrained with you as you have sex. It's going to be more playful. It's going to be less structured, less like, are we doing it right? Less serious. And more like, oh yeah, let's try this. Ooh, this is something new that I explored with myself 2 days ago. Let's see how that feels together. Yeah. And the more that you cultivate that element of curiosity and playfulness within self, the also more sensitive you're going to be to encouraging that in partner. So maybe your partner's not as curious or as playful as you are. Then you're going to have that sensitivity. How's that feeling for you? Yeah. What does it feel like when I do this? How does it feel like now? What are you feeling in your body? You give them more slowness. You give them more permission. Energy influences energy. You want your partner to feel in their bodies more? You have to also give them permission. You got to be slower. Vice versa. You want them to be more curious? You have to be more curious. So many of us blame our partners. We got it all inside. It's learning how to work with our internal way of being that's going to impact the relationship. It's an inside job, yeah. That's why my work is in our union. It's always inside. Our partners are a reflection of us. So what's going to make you a better lover? The more that you connect to yourself, the more that you cultivate that sense of curiosity, because that's going to reflect outwards into the lovemaking as you do it with partner. And curiosity is going to bring you to deeper depths of intimacy, of passion, of play. It's also going to fuel, yeah, that play. It's going to fuel that wildness in the bedroom. No one loves, yeah, it's nice to be serious, look into each other's eyes, melt into each other. Yeah, but that's going to come through play. That's going to come through curiosity, not through heaviness, seriousness, intenseness. Last thing, yeah, the fourth thing. So far we talked about, right, it's going to make you a better lover. Yeah, because it's going to make you more connected to yourself, right? It's going to make you more curious. It's going to make you invest less energy into having to orgasm, the need to orgasm through partnership. Last one, number four, yeah? It's going to make you more magnetic and vibrant. You know why? Because when you connect to your own sexual energy, even if you're in partnership and you invest in your own sexual energy, you feel unlimited. When you can really tap into your sensuality, to your sexuality, and when you take time to cultivate that, it is powerful for your empowerment. Whether you are a man, a woman, a gender nonconforming individual, yeah, your sexual energy is important. Your sensuality is important. And so the more time that you take with self to cultivate that, because that's cultivating your relationship to your divinity, to your relationship to the universe. We are sensual beings in our nature. We are sexual beings in our nature. And so the more time that you take for self-pleasure, and remember, I am talking about pleasure, not goal-oriented, but giving your body pleasure, the more empowered as an individual you will be. I've had my deepest insights in life through self-pleasure. And I always forget that. It's kind of like that even with yoga, right? Those excuses, oh, I don't have the time. No, but actually when you make the time, it gives you more energy, gives me more energy. I've had my deepest insights. I've worked through things in the body that I'm carrying, even emotions I'm carrying, memories I'm carrying that I don't realize are there that come to my mind as these like ahas, these transmissions after pleasure, during pleasure. And it's a beautiful thing too when you can be in that space. Maybe it's like, okay, body doesn't feel like orgasming right now, or it's not coming easy, but I'm still going to love you through it. And maybe this pleasure session ends after 30 minutes. And that is great because I took time to be with my body and I'm grateful for you, body vessel, who's taking me in this lifetime, through in this lifetime. It's going to be powerful for your own empowerment. And remember, it doesn't mean orgasm, that you have to orgasm. And yeah, and of course, there's tantric teachings, especially for men, right? That speak to, you don't always want to orgasm, because for men, it can deplete. your energy. As women, as you orgasm, yeah, it's unlimited. And many teachings say for men, it can deplete. That's why for men, learning how to retain is important. Yeah, if you want to practice retaining your energy. So that's why it's good. I invite you to think about, and I'm not going to go down that tangent now, just self-pleasure, giving your body pleasure. Yeah. And I like to feel into, no matter who you are, if the orgasm comes from a place of expansiveness, not forcing, not pushing, it's going to be beautiful for your body. So really thinking about that and tuning into the differences. If it's expansive, if you're breathing, if you're having insights before and after, if you're present with your body, if you're feeling the sensation, feeling the energy, hell yes, I'm all for it. So today we talked about why self-pleasure will make you a better lover. And we covered four reasons why. Yeah, self-pleasure will connect you more deeply to yourself, which allows you to get your own needs met and allows you to also ask for what you need. Yeah. Self-pleasure will cultivate your own. It's going to shift the dynamic so you're not putting all the energy into the relationship. Yeah, to get your needs met, to fill that need for pleasure, because we all feel it. And you're gonna fill your own cup, which will make you more magnetic. We also talked about it's going to cultivate that sense of curiosity within, which is also going to cultivate that sense of curiosity in the relationship, in the lovemaking, encourage that from partner. And then we also talked about self-pleasure as a means for self-empowerment in the relationship. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to hear, yeah, any thoughts, any insights that you had coming out of this episode in the comments. Yeah. By way of the reviews. And if you dug this episode, share it with a friend, someone whom you feel would gain value from this topic. This is how we spread the mission, get more people feeling good, more people connected to themselves, more people connected to each other, because that's what we want to do as a human race. Build more connection, build deeper bridges, build deeper consciousness and awareness, sensitivity. Thank you, beautiful people, for tuning in to this week's episode of the Divine Union Podcast with your hostess, Nicola Navone. I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.